Can you hear me? I'm pretty nervous. I'm pretty nervous. I'm not a speaker. But I was thinking of the Sunday school and being branded and being of God. It's on.
It is on.
Can you hear me? Like I said, I'm not a speaker. But I was thinking, as Sunday school, as we've been being branded and being of God, I think it's important that we, as young children, we take God at a young age. I was 27 when I seen the light. And it was during the gospel hall with Henry Schwartz. My dad passed away about a month ago, almost 2 months ago. And I have a picture of a young man and an old man. And I'm looking at the young man in this picture that had a life of many years. No concerns, strong, do whatever you want. And then on the right, you have a picture of an old man. And it's very hard and sad for me to say that he was not of the Lord's. I have his memory of his, when he passed, he has 36 grandchildren, 27 great-grandchildren. And I stand before you and tell you that none of them are saved to this day. As a young man, I neglected to speak to my father and show him the way. I had 22 years to attempt to say something to this man, and I failed. As a parent, as an adult, I look to my kids. And again, we feel failure because we want everything for our kids and our parents. And we want them to come to know the Lord as their Savior. And it's very difficult at times to speak up and say things of being real hurt or scared or laughed upon. And the more I sit here in these meetings and the conferences I have come to, and I look at the children that have come and sitting here, and I just think to myself, what a privilege they have. What a privilege to have parents that love them so much, to bring them and to pray that they come to know the Lord personally as their Savior. I pray that no one goes through regret. My mom is 71 years old. She has 20% capacity of her lungs. She has cancer in her lungs and in her back. And she does not know the Lord either. I've been talking with her lately because the time is running short. Like I can stand here and I can say it's like a blink of an eye. As we see our kids grow up, I can see ourselves as well getting older. As many of you guys have seen you guys over the years, and we age, we decay. So it's important for the young ones, especially think the young ones, that they take the Lord as a Savior now. Because nothing's guaranteed. You're not guaranteed to live as my father for 81 years in a life of heartache and torment. You know, the more I sit here and I think, what a privilege. I sit here and I don't know why God chose me. Obviously, He loves me. And to return what He has asked, I think it's important that we go to and speak of this awesome God we have, God of love, a God of patience, a God that has His arms open and waiting for us. And then I hear the stories of many that we have kids that come and gone to other religions or to other denominations or whatever it be. But I can say, if they sat here in these meetings, they have had the truth. They have heard the precious word. And by prayer, we pray that they will return. We know they're of God. They're astray. But as parents and grandparents, we need to make sure that our door is always open for them. And that we are welcoming them with open arms. Because I know that the Lord wouldn't forget anyone. So, as we continue in prayer meetings and that, and as we partake and go to our separate places, I ask thee for one thing. I ask for my brothers and sisters to pray that they will give courage and strength to myself, to my family members, to help that I could be strong and tell my mom that there's a higher power. The Lord Jesus is waiting with open arms for her before it's too late.